Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And you are listening to episode 92, Breathe Into Your Empowered Woman with M. Hollis. Now, before we get into this very juicy episode, I wanted to take a second and remind you guys that Witchy Wellness Radio is sponsored by Magnesium, Living the Good Life Naturally brand by Kristen Bowen. If you guys want to learn more about magnesium, I recommend listening to episode 73. That's 73. On Witchy Wellness. But if you guys are ready to kind of find that missing ingredient to your overall health, stress, and wellness routine, head over to the show notes and use code Witchy, W-I-C-T-H-Y, to get 10% off your purchase. And another thing to remind you guys, if you guys are interested in attending a free essential oils webinar class, click in the show notes to sign up for a free webinar that happens multiple times a week to learn more about essential oils and how you can incorporate them into your health, wellness, and daily life routine. So back to today's episode with M. Did you guys know that you can actually rewire old fear-based programs through breathwork, but also orgasms? Well, our guest today, M. Hollis, is a transformational coach and breathwork therapist. Em is so passionate about sharing her story to help both women and men see that it's possible to let go of their own self-limiting beliefs and addiction to negative emotions and live a life they never thought possible, and how breathwork can help them do that. So Em shares with us how we can all step into our empowered woman by utilizing breathwork and overcoming our fears around our sexual power and intimacy. So many of us women have the same story of slowly cutting ourselves off from any form of intimacy. But whether we admit it or not, that's just a sad norm. But M shares how we can live beyond these self-imposed limits and how to connect with our true inner self and step into our own empowered women. In this episode, you'll hear M's healing backstory from being addicted to pain pills and living a life that she hated, to now helping others transform their lives, Soma breathing technique, intermittent hypoxia, why is this so important and how the heck can you tell if you're in it, sacral energy center or chakra, why is this key for women stepping into their power, signs of block centers for women and men, the limbic brain, how to create new imprints through breathwork or orgasm, what is an empowered woman, and how do you become one? And so much more. You guys are going to love this amazing episode with my friend, M. Hollis, number 92, Breathe Into Your Empowered Women. Please enjoy. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio, the show you learn that your body is not in your way, but actually leading your way. And my beautiful friend M is on the show today with us, and she's going to blow your mind, if you will, with her breath work and how to become an empowered woman. And honestly, showing us all how to become that empowered woman in our bodies, embodied. I love the work that she does. But a little bit on M before we jump in. M. Hollis is a transformational coach and breathwork therapist that is very passionate about sharing her story to show both women and men that it's possible to let go of their own self-limiting beliefs and addiction to negative emotions and live a life they never thought was possible, and how breathwork can help them do that. Through telling her story and sharing her unique tools and techniques, she shows people how to live a life beyond the self-imposed limits we all create in our lives and how to connect to our true inner self. She is also a HeartMath certified heart facilitator, certified in neuroscience for professional development, a Soma breathwork instructor, and an advanced student of Dr. Joe Dispenza. We all love Dr. Joe on here, Witchy Wellness. There's a theme. After having her own deeply impactful experiences with breathwork, she now guides others as a breathwork coach, creating her own unique breathwork style, meditations, along with leading Soma breathwork ceremonies. She's passionate about teaching people how very important breathwork's role is in truly impacting you physically, mentally, and emotionally, and how changing your breath can change your life. Whew. Welcome to the show, Miss Empowered Goddess.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Yeah, I was like, the minute I met Em, I took one of her workshops that we're going to be talking about today. And I was like, she needs to be on the show. She needs to come on Witchy Wellness. Everybody's going to needs to hear this. Yeah. But as we start off every episode, how did you get to doing the work that you do today? I know bits and pieces of your story, but I would love for you to share that. And I want to point this out to people. Em's story and all of our stories, it's not just this endpoint destination. We're continually growing. We're continually shedding those layers.
Yeah.
So for please sure. Tell us.
Well, thanks for having me, Lauren. I'm so happy to be here and be here with you. I love your energy and I was so happy that you came to the workshop. So I usually start about 4 years ago when I was in a typical normal life from the outside. I was married, we had kids, we had a business, doing all the things that look really great and perfect in that life. And I was dying inside. I was depressed. I had a 10-year pain pill addiction, heavy pain pill addiction that nobody knew about. So I was living essentially a double life. And the more I was living this life of what everybody said, that's how you're supposed to live, that just the more I was dying inside, the more uncomfortable it got. And so I knew something had to change, but I had no idea where to start or that I could even change. You know, you have all of these visions of, again, what you're supposed to do in life and what it's supposed to look like. And so it didn't make sense to me that I was doing all those things and yet so unhappy inside. So my mom had moved from Hawaii. I was living in Kellogg, Idaho, this tiny little town in North Idaho, 2,500 people. And she was living in Hawaii and she came to Kellogg essentially to be closer to me. And I walked in her house one day, her and I were very close and we had always had conversations about bigger life questions. She was probably the only person in my life that I ever had those kind of conversations with. So she had this book sitting on her nightstand and the cover looked really interesting. I picked it up and read the back. It was called You Are the Placebo by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And the concepts were unknown to me, but very felt familiar. They just resonated and I didn't know what resonated meant. I just knew that I felt it kind of in my body. And so I started reading it. And it really opened a whole world of the spiritual world, you could say, a whole new paradigm of looking at things. And I dove deep into the rabbit hole. I started watching YouTube on all sorts of spiritual teachers, Eckhart Tolle, Deepak Chopra. I was watching a lot of Oprah, Marianne Williamson, anything I could really get my hands on of this world. And then I started meditating, which was, I joke about this all the time. It's really true. It was like a shit show the first 9 months. It was really not good. I'd never meditated a day in my life. But I kept doing it every day. And I noticed I didn't have any, I would mostly get irritated and mad at myself when I got out because I couldn't shut up my mind. But I started noticing things in my day-to-day life that were changing. I started noticing I wasn't having to take as many pain pills throughout the day just to function. I mean, I'd have to take 10 at a time just to be normal. And I started noticing I didn't have to take as many as those. I was feeling more happier in general. And I had more energy. It just felt different. And so I kept doing it. And I went to a retreat, a weekend-long workshop with my mom and my sister. And I had a moment there where he drew the stick figure on the board. And around the stick figure, he had all these lines. And they were pointing to everything in our lives, our partners, our kids, our in-laws, our jobs, our social media, our pets, like every single thing. And I'll never forget, my mom looked at me and she was like, Emily, that's you. Like I was just running ragged. I was doing everything on the outside to not have to pay any attention to what was going on within me. It's what we do. We stay really busy so we don't have to go within. And I went, shit. Yeah, that's me. Things have really got to drastically change. And I went home and things just got really worse with my marriage. It was a really dysfunctional marriage. It, for the whole 10 years, it was not healthy. And it started to get worse, even though I started to feel better, that started to get worse. And I went to another, weekend workshop. I brought my son at the time. And then, like 4 months after that, I went to an advanced retreat and had a spiritual awakening. I had, what I now know as energy move through me. And when that happens, it changes you on a fundamental level. It changed me on a fundamental level. I could not go back to life as usual after that. And so I went home and I literally left with a bag I had packed for that weekend, went and stayed at my mom's. And a week later, I put myself through pain pill withdrawal, stopped cold turkey because I knew I couldn't continue on with that. And the changes that started rapidly coming as I was unfolding and unshedding and letting go and diving more into this world, shortly after that, met the love of my life, Scott, who has an amazing story, and met him at a workshop. And we knew that we had to share these messages with the world. We knew we had to do something with it. So about a year, maybe 6 months after that, we were at another workshop, and a friend of mine had just got back from a Wim Hof retreat, and I'd never heard about breath work before. I knew Dr. Joe's a very specific breath that you learn with him, but I didn't know anything else beyond that. I didn't know breath work was a thing. Like, you just breathe, you know, it's not like people think about it. And so I remember him like explaining to me what he did over the weekend. And then he said, okay, look at me and take a breath. And I took a breath. And I remember him, you know, I took a breath, which is mostly like most people breathe through their shoulders. They breathe really shallow. And so I breathed and my shoulders moved up. And he's like, no, you're not breathing right. I was like, what do you mean I'm not breathing right? I'm breathing. And he's like, no, you have to breathe through your belly. You have to diaphragm breathe. And he laid me down on the floor. We were in Mexico at this beautiful resort. And he lays me down on the ground and he puts his hand on my belly. And he's like, okay, I want you to breathe through your belly, through your diaphragm. And I'd never done that before. And it felt strange, really strange. But I practiced it. And then at that workshop, I did that right before we had moved into a meditation. I was just breathing through my belly. And I had what I now know is a massive release, a trauma release. And my body shook for probably, I don't know, 5 minutes straight, uncontrollably. I had no control of it. And afterwards, I literally felt like I had lost 25 pounds. I mean, like I knew something had been released from me. I didn't know at the time what it was. And so when I went home from that, once again, I decided to dive down the rabbit hole of breath work. And I went home and I researched all breath work that's out there. And Wim Hof, transformational, rebirthing, holotropic, which eventually led me to Soma. And Soma was the same thing as what happened when I read Dr. Joe's book. It was like, it resonated with me at such a deep level. And I loved how it talked about ways to use your breath in every area of your life, from literally like your day-to-day stresses all the way up to having these really profound spiritual experiences. So such a variety of what you could do. And so I took the instructor training right away, and I just was like, people have to know about this. Like they go to the doctors and the doctor asks them how they eat and exercise. Like they literally should be asking them how they breathe throughout their day. It's really just as important. And of course, now they're doing all kinds of studies into how important your breath is in your health, in every area of your life. And like I said, to me, the most amazing part was it's not just in your health. It can take your life to a whole nother level as far as transformation and becoming the empowered woman, becoming the empowered self truly, and connecting with who you truly are. And so that is how I ended up here. I took the instructor training. I'm now in the master's training. I'm super passionate about showing people how just changing their breath can change their life.
Amazing. Yeah. I had experienced holotropic breathing a couple times before doing Soma.
Yeah.
I like Soma breathwork a lot better. It worked, but it worked better with me. But it, we've had another Soma instructor on here before.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. You love the Soma breathing here.
Yeah.
But you were the first person to really talk to me that I heard about intermittent hypoxia and, you know, what it is, why it's so important. And how can you tell that you're in that state?
Yeah. So this is where I really get fired up because this is one of my most favorite subjects. So I knew nothing of breath work until I took the Soma breath work training and learned, like I said, just how to breathe normally, how to use your breath for different outcomes. Holotropic is great. If you want a really massive release, is holotropic breath work is not something you would use every day. Whereas Soma, you can have a daily practice. And one of those daily practices should include intermittent hypoxia. So what intermittent hypoxia is you're holding your breath on the exhale. It's breath retention. It's pranayama yoga. That's what they teach is breath retention on the exhale. And what I love about, you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine about this. What I love about breath work is I experienced when I initially kind of moved into this spiritual world, quote unquote, spiritual world, I met a lot of people who, you know, we're after that like mystical experience. We're after that getting more psychic and having these like out of body experiences, which are amazing. I had to have them to get to where I am now. But then it seems it's really easy to slip into that world. And instead of embodying it, really bringing it into your body, you get lost in that. And for me, in my journey, in my experience, it has always been a very physical thing for me. Even experiences, amazing experiences I've had, it's always been a really physical thing. And I felt it in my body. I felt electricity in my body. And I saw the impact and the importance of being able to embody it to then make changes in your day-to-day life, instead of thinking that if you sit behind a blindfold and listen to music for an hour every day, but then go into your normal routine, anything's going to change. You're not embodying that energy. And so Soma, one aspect of it is this intermittent hypoxia. And what it really is about is being in your body, like experiencing this energetic electricity, the power of feeling that and sensing that in your body. And so when you hold your breath on the exhale, most people pretty quickly will go into a fight or flight response, because our tendencies are most people overbreathe in their day-to-day life. They overbreathe, they overoxygenate, they have no tolerance for CO2 because they're constantly breathing too fast and erratic breathing. And so what you do in intermittent hypoxia, when you let all of your air out and you hold your breath on the exhale, you're raising your levels of CO2. People who live in a fight or flight state have no tolerance for CO2. So immediately they go into that response. They feel like they're going to die if they don't take a breath. Here is two reasons why I love it. On a physical aspect, if you can push past that a little bit too, CO2 is a vasodilator. It literally opens your blood vessels. It's moving blood through your body, and it's an anti-inflammatory. So you're actually putting your body into a stress response, but you're doing it intentionally and intermittently. And when you do that in short periods of time, it's anti-inflammatories for your body, but it's brief and intermittent. I want to say that most importantly. What also is really cool about it is most people, if they want to be at a certain place in their life, let's say they want to create a business, or they want to inspire people, or they want to start speaking, or they want to be a better mother, or they want to be a better partner, whatever it may be, there's things that are stopping them from doing that. And the number one thing that is stopping most people is fear. That's the number one thing. It's fear that holds us back from stepping into what we actually know we should be doing. So the same fight or flight response that you feel when you think about, I need to go talk to my boss about a raise, the chemicals that are going on in your body and in your brain, that response is a fight or flight. It's like fear, danger, you can't go there, it's unknown, don't do it. And so we don't. And when you're in intermittent hypoxia, it literally is the same chemicals that are happening. So when you get that response of like, you're holding your breath and your body will do an alarm system, basically like you need to take a breath. There's no airflow going through your body. You can hold your breath for so much longer than you think you can. Up to 24 minutes is the world record right now. But it's that response that's going, oh my gosh, there's danger. It's the same part of our brain. It's the exact same part of our brain. And so when you can learn to quiet that, and when you can learn to go, I can hold a little longer. I cannot let my mind control my body. I can learn to come. They teach free divers this. It's the same thing. It's literally quieting your mind. So when you can learn to do that, when you can learn to not let that reptilian brain rule you, your actions in your life will change. You will come up against comfort zones and be able to push through them, which is to me the most exciting part. It's embodying it.
Yeah. And that's when I loved how you explained that when I took your workshop and what you just said. It's, we can get, you know, from my experience as well, you can get so far out there with the woo, as I call it, the woo.
Yeah.
because you started this work because you didn't like being in your body to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
So this is a beautiful way to retrain yourself, like retraining that animal.
Yeah.
You know, you said the reptilian brain of just like, all right, like we just got a German Shepherd puppy this year and she is quite a handful. We love her very much. I've talked to her before.
Yes.
She's required a lot of training
and
consistency. And, you know, every time like we say sit, if she gets up before we say get up,
consistency,
sit, no, so sit,
yeah,
no, sit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And something like breath work and meditation, but breath work, super powerful. Like, I know I'm trying to hold that breath all the way through on your breath work tracks. And I'm almost there. This morning was like, okay. But it's when it's an act of surrender, really, is
so
what
much.
It comes down to. Because, like, so you know, much. My fight or flight was triggering this morning and my body just wants to be stiff. It's like, just breathe. And I'm just like, just surrender.
That's exactly it.
And, you know, a lot of people, that surrender word can be a trigger word.
Oh my gosh.
So could you talk to us about how that aspect ties into all?
So it really is. We talk about it in our Beyond Limits course all the time, that word. In fact, I'm getting that word tattooed on my arm, surrender, as my constant reminder of that. And you said it perfectly. And in intermittent hypoxia, it's the same thing when you're going to that breath retention as the same feeling I would get when I would go really deep in meditations and I start to go deep. And then all of a sudden my mind that mind would stop, like, nope, don't go there. It's too far. I have gone past that point enough to go, okay, it's right when you move past that where the magic really starts to happen, because it is the surrender. It's the completely letting go. It's the mind letting go. And the mind never wants to let go. The mind will never trust the unknown. The mind will always tell you there is danger there in the unknown. The mind will always do that. I've had enough experiences. I've done psychedelics. I've done enough in my life to know how strong the mind is. And it will never want you to surrender until you work with it, until you can. For so many people, especially who's had a lot of trauma, for them, just even relaxing their body enough to breathe is, they can't even go there. Their body doesn't trust the surrender process. It wants to hold on. Their mind wants to hold on. And so when we just push a little bit past that, and that's what I talk about in the exhale challenge, my breathwork classes, it's not necessarily about how long you can hold your breath or how deep, it's that you're getting to that point and you're pushing past that. You're getting you're training your body to feel what it feels like to surrender. Because it's a muscle, it's a process, and it's different for everybody. What my process of surrender looks like is going to be different than your process. And so people always want to ask that, well, what does that mean? How do I do that? It's a very personal thing that you have to work with. I can tell you how it works for me, but you're going to have to figure out in your body. And that's why I love breath work too. And I tell everybody that takes classes with me, I'm going to give you like an outline. I'm going to give you what works, but you're going to have to take those pieces and you're going to have to figure them out for yourself. That's where the empowerment comes from.
Oh yeah. And for me, when I'm looking to study or learn something new, that's what I want to hear from the leader, from that teacher, because, you know, you can show somebody the way, but they have to open that door and walk through it.
Absolutely.
And I've actually noticed through doing breath work with you that a lot of my surrender is tied to my breath.
Yeah.
And wow. So it's been harder, not yeah. harder. It's, yeah. it's a new challenge for me to overcome. It's a new edge.
Yes.
And
yeah.
And for me, it's like surrendering. I'll just share, this might not make sense to anybody or maybe everybody, is me unfolding like as myself, that my body or my consciousness or whatever, allowing myself to like my soul to take a breath.
Yes.
Is that,
yes.
you know, yes. maybe, is that resonating? Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can I tell you a quick thing? I don't know if you ever listen to Abraham Hicks at all.
Oh, all the time. YouTube okay. up all the time. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Me up.
So when you just said that, of course, because this has been on my mind lately, so this is how it works. I listened to an interview she actually did on Oprah, and it was, I think, right after The Secret came out. So it was really old, but I just listened to it, I don't know, a couple days ago. And she was talking about when Abraham first started coming to her, like when she first started experiencing it. And she said that one of the very first things she remembers is when she went into, she was loving this meditation. She would just meditate for 20 minutes, get really quiet, whatever. And she said, and I remember this one, I was so deep and like peace and just, I would get this peaceful feeling. And she said, and then all of a sudden it was like something breathed me, like something breathed me. And I'm like, oh my God, I love that. And that's exactly what it just reminded me of when you said that, like my soul breathing like that. And honestly, Lauren, I swear to you, that is why I love it so much, because especially intermittent hypoxia, but any breath work, it will show you those blind spots. It will show you that how much more you need to surrender. It always will. It is your best teacher, and it's in you. It's nobody telling you, you need to go do this. You need to go. It's your own body going, oh yeah, there's some things we got to let go of today. We'll always tell you where you're at emotionally. It will tell you like, hey, get your mind quiet. Your mind's a little too chatty. Get your mind quiet. You need to surrender a little bit more. You need to let go a little bit more. And those are the tools that you take in your life. Those are the same steps you have to take in your life. Exactly the same. And your breath will always show that to you.
Ooh, I love this. I'm just like, where do I go from here? Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about how breath work can be tied to this becoming your own empowered woman, because yeah. it's so, so, so powerful. And I want to start off with, you said something that really resonated with me. If you're doing all this work up here, you know, if you're opening your heart and giving to people, or, you know, trying to build a career, family, whatever, but if that foundation is unstable or non-existent, it's all going to crumble, you know? And I had this realization in my own life. It's like, I get really excited about things, whether creatively, whether it's for an income or just whatever craft projects.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I needed to dive into, this is what my body was telling me in my life, of how to complete that creation cycle of building that foundation. Cause I get really excited about something and then like it dies, get excited about something else.
Yeah.
I need to learn how to birth things into life, if you will.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Including myself.
Yeah. what a great place to go to. So in the journey I had been on, on top of, as you said, we never get to any certain point. It's just more unfolding, right? It's just constant and constant unfolding. So I'd gone through a lot of transformation in my life, and I had changed a lot, and I was like stepping into my soul's purpose more and more and more. But yet there was still this subject of sex, of just being who I was as a woman, that would just keep coming up. And I, you know, I met the love of my life, my soulmate. I mean, I wrote him down. We say all the time, it sounds cheesy, and it's going to sound cheesy, but it's like lifetimes we've spent together. And I was so grateful to work through this process with him as a partner that can go, okay, let's do what we need to do to help each other and really work through this. And it was a journey. Probably 2 years ago, year and a half is when I decided, okay, like this needs to be uncovered. This really, I need to dive deep on this, because I had that, I had an instinct, intuition that it was just tied to so many more things than that. It just didn't seem like it was just that. And so as I went down this journey of all of that in the last year and a half, I realized how much of our roots, who we are as a person. Ultimately, I'm okay to be me. And if I'm okay to be me, I can build upon that. Like, that is the solid structure to build on. And I'm the same way. I want this and I want this. And I would say really in the last 6 months is where I've realized that empowerment of that union within, you know, if you talk about the chakra system, just within the chakra system and union of all of that and all these amazing qualities that each of those parts has, that when we can actually embody all of them. I was listening to something the other day. I can't remember who it was, but it was really talking about the same conversation of being able to not just be up here in our higher chakras and in the spiritual world. That's what a lot of them talk about. It's like, you know, you're going to be up here, you're going to be out of your body. And instead of really working with the bottom three, which are so amazing, the third energy center, the third chakra is freaking I mean, that is where you build this business. That is like all of those lower centers is what births us as human beings into creation and following through with those processes. You won't follow through with them if you're not solid in your foundation, if you're not solid, if you don't look at all of the beliefs, all of the habits, all of those things that were really imprinted to you from age 0 to 7, and they're stored in our brain and they're stored in our first energy center. And if we don't first get clear on what those are, we will keep trying to build things. It's like you're trying to build a brick building and using, you know, a hut's system. It will never work because there's programming imprinting in the background in your brain and your body that will always stop you. And the first thing you have to do is get aware, understand where those come from and what you're thinking. And that I realized sex was tied to my own worthiness at the end of the day, to money, because of course, like strong women and empowered women, that's like, you don't see that they make a lot of money, that are comfortable in their own skin, that are comfortable in who they are. And so the more work I did with this first center and the more work I did with getting more in tune and aligned and working with all three lower centers, what makes me human, what holds me and grounds me like a tree, like your roots, you're grounded into this. You could be up there. That's not why I'm here. I don't want to be a monk in the Himalayas. That's not me right now in this lifetime. That's not my purpose to help other people do that. My purpose is to help other people get grounded in who they are and then use all these amazing qualities of these upper chakras of our soul, of all of those things to bridge them together, really, and change the world. I mean, what better thing can you ask for than that?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And it's really bringing those upper and lower together and bridging exactly. That gap. And yeah. I almost feel like that's where the soul meets your body, right?
It exactly
right
is.
Here at your heart.
It's exactly it. Yeah. And yeah. that's where for me, every single time transformation has come from is mm-hmm. when I've really aligned, when I've recognized and pulled up those lower centers and pulled down those lower centers and then ask myself, who is that person that's embodying that? And that's something that most people just don't talk about or do, or like sitting there going, okay, who is the version of my empowered woman? She's there. She's there underneath all of the crud and the crap and the conditioning, the beliefs that aren't even yours to begin with. They were given to you. So once you can shed those, and then you can get clear on who that person is. And that's what I realized for me, that's a constant process. I'm working with that all the time. I'm constantly evolving what version that is of me and building that. And if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know who that is, you'll never get there.
So true. And for me, yeah. It was amazing to hear, you know, doing your workshop, these women share their stories. We're all playing different characters, but it's the yeah. same story.
Exactly. And that's what really fascinated me so much, Lauren, was every person who spoke in that workshop, it could have been the same story. And here I was, when I was going through my journey, I didn't realize either that other women like really struggled with this. And like I said, what I thought was about this, which it's so interconnected, it is so interconnected from women. But what I thought was about this really had so many ties to every aspect of our lives. And it really, if we can't get clear on what that is, it will melt and go into every other aspect. It will stop us from like moving ahead in this part. It will keep us, if we're really busy thinking of ideas, but we're not implementing them or following through with them, then we don't actually ever have to step into our power. We don't actually ever have to step into that and that empowered woman. And so, you know, for me, I've had lots of teachers along the way, and it's always been about balancing those two for me. It really has been about embodying, stepping into it. And how many other women and men. So actually, I'm working right now and doing a workshop for both men and women that really centers and focuses around this. Because, you know, Scott and I have said to each other multiple times, of course, we're not the only people who could be experiencing this or going through this. Of course, other people have, and they are. And if you are not with the partner that you can like, okay, let's talk about this. Let's dive into this. That may be a problem for you because this is something that's so interconnected in every area of your life that you're going to have a partner that says, okay, like let's figure out some way that we can help each other work through this. Because there was things that would be triggered with him too. And it was such an opportunity for both of us to go, let's get really deep on this. Like, let's get to the root of the problem. Let's get to the bottom of it, right? And figure out where those thoughts and beliefs came from. And let's use breath work to rid our bodies of those.
Yeah, and that's why I love it. It's so powerful to not only clear it out, but like you said, embody that new, embody the empowered woman of yourself. And, you know, for me, it was like, my own story is, am I suppressing some trauma, some memory?
Exactly.
I just kept searching, like, what happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes.
I'm like, but does it really matter?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know, and it's a lot of people's story and your story too, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so many women there was like constantly like, did something happen? Like trying to pinpoint this moment. And what I realized, my very best friend and my business partner, he works with us in our courses, but I remember him saying to me, you know, I was like, I need to figure this out. I need to find out if this is what's always held me back. And he's like, I'm at the end of the day. If you know, you're still dealing with a feeling in present day. So it's not going to change anything. You still have to deal with that feeling that you have. That's what you're working with, is that feeling. It doesn't matter necessarily if you know if it did or not. What you're feeling is the part that's going to have to be dealt with. That feeling is literally just chemicals that are going through your body. And so it's figuring out like, okay, what is this? And how can I change this? And like I said, Lauren, for these massive issues like this, their breath work is, it, for me, has been my biggest tool in really releasing all of that energy from my body. But here's also why building a guide at the end of the workshop was just as important, because you can recognize and realize this feeling and work through it and get rid of a lot of the emotional blocks. But you're going to have to keep that process up. It's like weeding a garden. Like you can weed it all, but if you aren't constantly like staying on top of it, it's very easy to go back. So this helps you create like new set points, but then you have to work to make those the new habits and those the new patterns. And so again, that's why I'm so passionate about breath work, because you can use it to have these really profound experiences. I mean, really, you're rewiring your brain. You're letting go of energetic blocks. Animals know how to do this in nature. When they have like an anxious moment, if they're being chased by a lion and then the lion stops chasing them, they shake that energy out of their body. In my breathwork course, I show a video of a polar bear in nature shaking this out of his body. So animals know how to do it. We don't do it. We store it in there because you know, when you're little, your mom says, stop crying or don't do that or whatever. You know, it's really weird when your body shakes. We don't do that. And actually, it's really a natural process. So you have to release that stored trauma from your body, but then you are still going to have to do things during your day that's going to push up against that. In your waking day, you're going to have to take steps to push against those old beliefs, to make new patterns and new beliefs. And guess what your biggest tool is in those moments too? Your breath. When you are like, oh my gosh, I know I need to do this. I know I need to set this boundary with my sister who's like constantly whatever, but I'm scared to, and you're panicky, same system in your brain going up. You can use your breath to calm that down even in those moments. And the more that you take those steps, I mean, even putting on these workshops for me was like, all right, can I do this? Like, you know, let's go. And it's, for me, the biggest transformations have come on the other side of pushing those edges in my waking day. I've had some amazing meditation moments, some amazing breathwork moments that have changed my life. But the things that I've done in my 3D, those moments that I've been so afraid to do something and I did it anyways, oh my gosh, right on the other side of that is your power.
Whew. And that for me, I mean, we have to close the show sometime soon, but that I could just click end right there, done. Yeah. But for me, it's those moments of continually pushing myself.
Yeah.
To that next edge.
Yeah. And 100%.
Yeah. I don't think we're so used to, you know, we work hard 3D in our careers or to be comfortable.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and just scrape by, whatever. Yeah. Like that's comfortable is like what people strive to be.
Yeah.
And for me, it's realizing in order to live a life beyond my wildest dreams, I have to keep pushing myself in those, I'm going to say boundaries, but that edge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That edge continued. And and it's not like I do go looking for them.
Yeah.
This sacral center, let me tell you guys, a long time coming. Quarantine definitely provoked the bear.
Yeah.
and I was scared of it.
Yeah.
Very scared of it and very hesitant and reluctant. And multiple times tried going in and like, you know, my partner was the same way.
Yeah.
Remember when you said you were going to,
You
have to make that decision.
You have to make
every single moment.
Every moment. And if I said that, you know, to the gals, to you guys in the workshop, that you do have to make the decision that you want to do it. It has to be something that you're ready and willing to uncover, because it's a journey most people don't want to go on, because it's really, really, it can be really painful. It can be really uncomfortable. And through that pain is where your liberation is. Like through all of that is where it's at. And it seems so scary. And yet, like you said, on the other side of that fear, it is the bliss. It's that moment when you feel like you can't hold your breath any longer and you push a little further and you have an explosion in your body. And it's that same moment. I've had conversations with my sister or with other people that I was so scared to do. And it literally is that same explosion moment on the other side of that. And I know the comfort thing. I lived that. That was my life. And it's so safe. And once I let go of that, I'm just like you, Lauren. It's like, okay, where can I push the next edge? Because I know if something's holding me back, it's holding me back from offering whatever medicine I have to offer to the world. And that's kind of selfish of me to not get over myself to help somebody else. Right. So like for me, it's my mission and my purpose and my passion. And everybody has that. Everybody has that underneath all of those voices. And that starts at the root. That starts with who you are and recognizing those and letting go of it. And then, I mean, I push a lot of edges in my life. And I was telling somebody the other day, it sounds so cheesy, but it's so true. Like if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. And it's so true. They should scare you. Your visions of the future should scare you, because it's not where you're at right now. It's the person you're going to become when you get there. It's all of that shedding that you're going to let go of. It's lies that we tell ourselves that just aren't true. And when you start pushing those, watch out, world.
Yeah.
We need more of those.
And the more that you do that, like you said, the more that you want to give to others.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, you know, The Secret came out, I don't even know, it's like 15 years ago. I don't even know what
it was. Yeah, yeah.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
But manifestation, at least in our community, the spiritual side of things, is really big. I think it's more like pop culture now.
It is.
It is. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Witchy wellness is like a thing. Like that's like people know what it is. Manifestation people are like, don't realize the work involved of letting go. Because you can get so caught up in like, I want to be a millionaire, let's say.
Yeah.
But you're like, I have less than $500 to my name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you see that lack. You see
that
gap between where you are and where you want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, that now I look at that and go, oh, okay, what false belief am I holding on to?
Exactly. Yeah. What part of my identity do I need to let go of? It really is that. What part do I need to shed of me? And I always talk about that. Like you see, and maybe we said this at the beginning of the show, but you see kind of sometimes not the end result, but you see somewhere they're at and you go, well, I just want to be right there right now. And like, well, you didn't see all the shedding and the uncomfortable and the ugly and the like looking in the mirror and literally one of the things I had you guys do for an exercise, like looking in the mirror and going, oh my gosh, like who the hell am I? Like what, and losing parts of yourself, I've done it enough, is it's a process. Losing parts of yourself, it's a mourning process. It's literally a dying of parts of you. Parts of you die. And to get to a place where you're manifesting your dreams is it's another level. It's like, you know, you could go work 60, 70, 80 hours a week and that'll drain you and you'll be really tired physically. But doing 10 hours of like inside work, whoo, that's some deep and scary stuff there. I mean, the scariest place you will ever look is inside, and that's where your freedom comes.
Yeah, there's some quote that's like, your power is where your fear lies or something. Go where you're afraid of it. I'll look it up for the show notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two last questions.
Yes.
One, I would like to hear, you know, if people are interested in learning about Soma breath work or working with you.
Yeah.
How can we get a hold of you? And also, you know, a little blurb about the Freedom Project.
Yeah.
And then when's the best time to do all of this? Is there a best time?
Great questions. Okay. So different ways, there's lots of different ways people can work with me. I have a Breathwork 101 mini series. It's on our website. It's 4-module online course, self-paced. You can do it on your own time. And it really gives people a solid foundation to build upon. So, I mean, people who don't have a lot of experience with breath work or meditation is a great starting point for them. I always say, you know, those first nine months that really were kind of painful in meditation, if I would have known or learned a little bit of breathing beforehand, you can trigger that relaxed response a lot quicker. So they can do my Breathwork 101 miniseries. It's on our website. I do have a manifestation miniseries as well on our website. It's a three module course. Of course, there's breathwork involved. So those are things you can do on your own self-paced to really start to dive into that world and understand the impact of your breath. And then if you're ready to take it to another level, we have our Beyond Limits Mastermind. It's a 9-week online course. It's very intensive. It's not for everybody. It's for people who are really ready to dive deep and fundamentally change their life, shed all of their old stuff and create a new person, essentially a new identity. But we always talk to people before they join the course just to make sure, like I said, it's not for everybody. We want to make sure that people are ready for that. And then now I'm doing these 1-day workshops, which are just so fun, amazing, transformational to just be a part of, you know, you girls going all in and just being ready and willing to really go all in and let go of the old was just humbling, humbling to be a part of and watch. And so I'll be doing these one-day workshops that are a little bit more advanced. I mean, somebody that doesn't know about breathwork or meditation would not, I would not recommend doing one of the one-day workshops. And then I'm going to be doing men and women workshops too. So we can really, it's really about embodying the empowered self, really about getting really clear for both men and women on who that is and learning to embody that. So those are, I do one-on-one coaching. It's breathwork centered. So it's really about creating a breathwork prescription for you and what you're trying to create. You'll get your own unique breathwork track that you can work with. So I do that as well. You can set that up on our website. And Jesus, now, today, tomorrow, find some way, if it's not, you know, through me, find some way. I mean, I lived the quote unquote normal world, but I always knew there was more. I always had that voice inside me. I was just so afraid to listen to it. I was so afraid to be different or not fit in or not fit into the mold until I realized, oh my God, I was never supposed to fit into the mold. I was never supposed to live that life. I was supposed to live this life. And so just finding some way to discover that voice and give your medicine to the world. We need it. Everybody needs it. So today, start today.
Right now, people.
Yeah.
With that being said, if you guys are inspired by this or any episode you listen to, or any podcast, YouTube, whatever, follow up. You know, if your soul, your heart's speaking up to you, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
And if you think this episode or any Witch Wellness episode might inspire one of your loved ones, please share it along. You never know what that spark of inspiration will do and like lead them down their own path. Yeah. So please share the love. This is why I do this, people. Yeah. Like,
yes,
just share the beautiful light of humanity. Yeah.
Yes.
With humanity.
Yes. Yes. And you know what they say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So
yeah,
you never
always
know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Em, so much for coming on the show today. And we close every single show this way. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for us today, you know, for all of the empowered women, embodied women out there, or future embodied women. How may we, the listeners, be of service as an act of gratitude for you and today in return?
I would say go take an action. Go take a step. Go look on YouTube, whether that be breath work or meditation or any way to expand your consciousness, any way to open your heart a little bit more. For me, take a step. Take a step. You don't know how many people you're going to help by taking that one step.
Yeah, you never know. And I think that's the point. Just staying present and let it keep unfolding, taking action.
Yeah.
And you'll, like I was telling Em before we hit record, next week will be the 3-year anniversary of Witchy Wellness Radio. And I started it with like zero expectations, just that it was part of my own healing journey, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's grown and keeps growing to wilder than my dreams initially. So.
Oh, my heart is just like, oh, I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show today. I know so many people are going to be inspired by this.
Thank you. It was so good to chat with you.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.